Welcome to Super Scoreboard's Five Grand Fan. We're here for the summer to bring you all the very latest sports news, the chance to win £5,000, and you can give us a call on 0141 951 1025.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Five Grand Fan. Register to play
at ClydeOne.com.
A very good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's Five Grand Fan. I'm Alison Conroy and joining me tonight is Gordon Dalziel. Rangers have had another bid for Jamie Walker turned down by Hearts. Johnny Hayes has a medical in London ahead of his move to Celtic. And Blair Spittle says he was always going to sign for Partick Thistle even if Dundee United had won promotion. Remember, you can have your say on anything that's happened today on 0141 951 1025. Good evening, Gordon. You well?
Good evening, yes. Looking forward to tonight's show.
Good, back from your holidays, we haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, been out and about, Alison. You've got to do that in the summer, try and get a well-earned break before the season kicks off again.
Of course, well, let's start with Rangers tonight, and Hearts have turned down another bid from Rangers for Jamie Walker. The latest bid was thought to be less than £600,000, Hearts holding out for around £1 million.
Yeah, Hearts have put their stall out there and said that they want £1 million. Whether Rangers are prepared to pay that, I don't think they are because of the offers that's getting in, Alison. What you find is that it's a cat and mouse. Who gives in first? The Hearts will know now that Jamie Walker will probably want away from Hearts and he wants to go to Rangers. You don't want a player that's unhappy at your club, but you want to get the best value you possibly can. Rangers will be testing the water a little bit. So I still think there's a lot to be, you know, the cat and mouse game to be played in the Hearts Rangers with Jamie Walker. I think he eventually will end up at Rangers, but Rangers will need to up their bid. And I think there'll be another bid put in, another one rejected. But you find that there's a middle ground that both teams, both clubs will be happy with. So Hearts are saying £1 million, Rangers are saying, you know, around about 500,000-600,000. I think somewhere in the middle they'll meet, and I think both clubs will be happy with their bit of business.
Jamie Walker's already says he does want a move in the summer as well.
That's a problem for a club nowadays. Players have got a lot of power, and especially with the sort of money that Hearts are talking about, and Rangers are obviously well below that. You don't want a player that's not happy, but you want the best deal. You don't want to sell them short. And that's what Hearts are doing. They're digging their heels in, and it's up to both clubs to get to that agreement. But I think before the season starts, and very soon, I think you'll find that Jamie Walker will become a Rangers player.
What will he add if he gets that move to Rangers?
Well, he had a terrific season, you've got to say. Last year, he was Hearts' best player by a country mile. He's got a lot about him. You know, he's an exciting player on his game. He can score goals as well. I think he'll be a good addition to the Rangers squad. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, the formation that the Rangers manager plays him in. I think he can play one or two positions. So I think it'd be a really, really good signing, because if you look at Rangers signings just now, a lot of foreigners come in. I think they need one or two guys in there, like Ryan Jack, for instance, who knows the Scottish game.
Yeah,
I think it helps. And Jamie Walker certainly fits into that criteria. So I think he'd be a really good addition to the Rangers squad, I really do.
John Hartson's been talking about Rangers today, believing that Pedro Caixinha should be going for quality over quantity. So far, the Portuguese boss has signed former Aberdeen skipper Ryan Jack, Bruno Alves, Daniel Candices, Fabio Cardoso and Dalcio for the Ibrox club. And the granting of work permits and visas will see Mexican pair Carlos Peña and Eduardo Herrera and Colombian striker Alfredo Morelos also sign on. While, of course, the club want Jamie Walker, with Norwich's Graham Dorans also on the radar.
It's great bringing in numbers, but, you know, they need quality. And if I had 10 million to spend, I'd buy three players. I wouldn't buy seven or eight, you know, because you want quality when you want Rangers to improve.
Do you agree with what John's saying?
I think John's going in the basis of last year, when I think that Rangers brought in the summer, was it around about 11 players, Alison? Could be wrong. I know it was a lot of players, and it didn't work out. But you can't judge these players until they've actually been in Scotland and you see what they bring to the table. The Rangers manager knew he wanted his own squad. his own players in. I was reading the paper this morning that if the season started just now, there'd only be something like three players that played last season in the starting 11. So the big problem is for Rangers is they're hoping they hit the ground running quickly. They hope they adapt to the Scottish game. That's why I think it's important that he adds a few, like the Ryan Jacks, Jamie Walker. I think Dorns would be another good signing, a British, knows the British game. Because when you're a foreigner, you're coming in and doesn't matter what reputation you've got, Scottish football is completely different. A lot of players will tell you that. It's very fast, it's very quick, it's very physical at times, and it's how you adapt to that. So I don't think that you can say, well, if I had 10 million to spend, I'd bring in three players. Rangers needed more than three players. Of that, there's no doubt. So I think the Rangers manager has gone about his business the right way. But what the Rangers support will have to do, he'll have to trust in the Rangers manager's judgment that he's bringing in the right characters and the right type. And only time will tell with that. And I think you've got to give them every opportunity.
Yeah, he's got to work quickly. He wanted these names in soon. It's only a couple of weeks till their first Europa League qualifier.
Yeah, well, the thing that I like that he's addressed right away, Rangers at the back last season and even in the Championship, I thought were quite poor. He's addressed that. He's addressed the middle of the park. Everybody says, build your team through the middle. Now, he's went out there. He's got centre-backs in, a good experienced ones at that. He's got a few midfield players in. He's got Ryan Jack, ex-captain of Aberdeen in there, knows what the Scottish game's about. And he's got a striker up front that everybody's telling us he's a terrific goal scorer, whether he can do that in Scotland or not. As I say, time will tell. So he's really built through the middle of his team and he's got a decent goalkeeper. So he's got a good base. And then you fill in the blanks round about that. Tavernier's staying, Wallace down the left-hand side as well. Jamie Walker may come into that equation. I think he's building a good squad. I really do. I think that he's went about his business the right way. But the big problem is we can't answer how these guys are going to settle in. Because Rangers is a different club. You read the ex-captain Barry Ferguson today, and Barry knows Rangers inside out. And he said, yeah, okay, I've looked at these guys. They look very good players. But you've got to be able to handle that pressure of playing at Rangers. And Rangers are going to be under pressure this year because they've signed a lot of players. And I think the Rangers fans will be expecting big things from them.
Club slowly returning to pre-season training. Rangers have been back for a week already.
Yes, and by all reports, in at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he's changed one or two things about. If the Rangers players buy into that, then great. You know, sometimes players, especially Scottish players, they don't like this 7 o'clock in the morning. They prefer to come in at 10:30, leave at 12 o'clock. He's changed that around. He's already had a closed-door friendly. He's had a lot of training sessions in before teams have even started back. So he looks to mean business, but he's got to get it right. And this is where, you know, the Rangers board have made this decision. I was a little bit critical of him when I watched him coming in at the beginning. He never filled me with confidence of changing a game. He's now bringing a squad together where he can do that. He's got options. And it'll be interesting to see tactically as well how he does. But I really do think he's went about his business the right way. And if all these guys hit the ground running, then I think the Rangers fans will be happy. But if they don't, then I think he'll come in for a bit of criticism.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Time to get our first contestant of the evening on the line to see if they can get themselves onto the leaderboard to win that £5,000 at the end of the summer. And it's Marty Cameron in Wigan. Hello, Marty.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Ah, no bad. No
good.
Bad.
You're a Celtic fan. How would you feel about Johnny Hayes coming in?
I'd rather have the other boy. I'd rather have Roberts. We'll get a bash. If Brendan thinks it's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree, Marty. I think that it'll be interesting, Johnny Hayes coming into Celtic to see what he adds to it. I think we were asked last year who we thought the best player of each team was, and I went for Hayes. I thought he's an exciting player, but I don't think he's the same quality as Roberts, if I'm honest. But it's all about the pounds, and Roberts wants to probably stay at Manchester City and try and fight for his place down there. But you've got to trust in Brendan Rodgers, because so far he's not got one thing wrong. So I think every Celtic
transform him into a better player, wouldn't he?
That's one thing that you've got to hand him last year. You know, that's where the biggest part in the back came from, the fact that he walked into a team, I think he added three players to the starting 11, but the change in the rest of the players was incredible. And he's worked with Johnny Hayes before a long, long time ago. He obviously knows everything about his game. So, yeah, he could turn him into a far, far better player and be a terrific signing for Celtic.
Marty, are you ready to try and get yourself onto this leaderboard to win £5,000?
I'll get a bash,
Okay, it is 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass, but I need to take your first answer. All right?
All right.
Which Scottish junior team is named after Lord Talbot de Maldehyde?
Auchinleck Talbot.
Who did East Kilbride beat to reach the League Two playoff final?
Dumbarton.
Which track will host the British Grand Prix?
No idea.
Motherwell, Airdrie, Hamilton and which other team make up the Lanarkshire Derby?
Pass.
How many different times has Stephen Pearson been at Motherwell?
Twice.
Just out of time. How do you think you got on there?
Rubbish.
Managed to get one. You got one right. Which Scottish junior team is named after Lord Talbot de Maldehyde? It is Auchinleck Talbot. Who did East Kilbride beat to reach the League Two playoff final? Gordon?
I forgot about this one already.
Bucky Thistle,
yeah.
Which track will host the British Grand Prix?
Silverstone.
Motherwell, Airdrieonians, Hamilton and Albion Rovers make up the Lanarkshire Derby. And Stephen Pearson has been at Motherwell three times, not two times. All right, Marty.
Nice one.
Thanks for giving it a go.
No bother.
Bye-bye. Cheerio. See, it's easy for you because you already know what the answers are.
No, I don't. You just ask me the questions, I give you the answers.
Okay. Well, we didn't run through them earlier.
No. Don't tell everybody we did.
No.
Well, I got one wrong.
I know you did. You still managed to forget.
Yes.
Let's go to Celtic now. Johnny Hayes, a step closer to becoming a Celtic player. The Aberdeen winger has had a medical ahead of completing what's thought to be a 3-year deal. Gordon, it looks like a £1.3 million fee as well agreed with Aberdeen.
Well, I think it's good business for Aberdeen to get £1.3 million in for Johnny Hayes. Whether it'll be good business for Celtic, he's an exciting player on his game, Alisson. We watched him throughout the season with Aberdeen, and I've watched him at his very best, but he's one of these confidence players for me. If he's full of confidence, he'll take people on, he'll go at people, he's got good pace, he's got a trick, he can score a goal. And I think that's what Brendan Rodgers is depending on. And as I touched on earlier there, the one thing Brendan Rodgers has been terrific at is getting the best out of players. So he's confident that he'll add something to Celtic. It's a big step up again. It's expectations. You're getting into a team that's just won the treble. You're getting into a team that's full of real top players, and there's a lot of competition there as well. So you've got to be able to handle that pressure. You've got to get out there and say, right, I want to be in this team week in, week out. Mm. And it's different when you're at Aberdeen and you know you're the big player. He's walking into Celtic. He's not the big player at Celtic. He's a squad player. So he'll have a lot to prove, and I'm sure his first game will be very, very nervous. But the one thing we can't knock him for is he's certainly got good ability.
Well, former Celtic striker John Hartson believes Johnny Hayes can make an impact if he joins the Scottish champions and help fill the void left by Patrick Roberts.
I think he's a player of quality, and I think with looks like Pat Roberts is down the road, he's a similar player, and that he excites supporters. He excites, he's one of them players that can drop your shoulder. He's got a great delivery. You know, he can go past the player. He can score a goal. So he's one of them young, good players in Scotland that you know, when you get a chance to go to Celtic, you know, the champions, the treble winners, the invincibles, it's very difficult for a club like Aberdeen to keep him. But certainly he's a player that can improve any team. And as I said, with Celtic losing Pat Roberts, he's one that will come in and give Brendan a headache in terms of competition. Pat Roberts is a great little player, you know, he's 12 million, and Roberts is a tremendous talent, still very young. Johnny Hayes has that little bit more experience. But no, two tremendous talents. But when you lose one, then you can bring in a player like Johnny Hayes. That's why Brendan's acted as quickly as he has.
Can he help fill that void that Patrick Roberts has left?
All depends how quickly he settles into the club, Alison. He's certainly, John Hartson's right, he's certainly an exciting player. I disagree with John a little bit. I don't think he's the same sort of player as Patrick Roberts. I think when Johnny Hayes picks the ball up, he's very direct. He'll go at you, he'll use his pace, he'll knock it by you. Patrick Roberts is a, you know, when he gets the ball, he's full of tricks. You know, you never know if he's coming inside, outside. He does different things with the ball. He's very, very clever player. And John's right, you're dealing with a player that a club paid 12 million for.
Yeah.
So if you're asking the Celtic supporters, and I'm not being disrespectful here, who would you rather have? I think biggest percentage would go with Patrick Roberts. But take nothing away from Johnny Hayes. Brendan Rodgers obviously sees a lot in him. I think he's very direct. I think that he'll be an exciting player, but he's got competition. And that's why I'm saying that it doesn't matter how good a player you are at Aberdeen or a Hibs or a Hearts, when you go to teams like Celtic, and we've watched a lot of talented players from other clubs going to Celtic and they fall by the wayside because the expectations are so high. But he's got a bit of experience behind him, and he's got a manager that knows how to get the best out of players. So he's got all advantages going for him. And it's an opportunity that John's right there when he says, when Celtic come calling, just after the season they've had, the manager they've got, you can't turn that down, no.
A number of clubs keen to land Patrick Roberts. Celtic, of course, would like to have him back, but now there are suggestions that he might be given a chance by Manchester City. Pep Guardiola was apparently impressed with him in that 1-1 draw in the Champions League.
Yeah, he played very, very well. You've got to say that. And near the end of the season there, when he got in the side, I thought he was excellent. I really did. But it's a big ask because Manchester City are now under a little bit of pressure to deliver next season. And that's when they start spending the big, big money and bringing in the big quality players. And the quality players will probably have to play because they'll be paying them so, so much money. And obviously the pressure is on the Manchester City manager, Guardiola, to perform next year because he's already been told that the season wasn't the greatest. He came in with a magnificent reputation. He's expected to win things. So it might just put Patrick Roberts to the side a little bit. But he's certainly got a full of confidence, a lad. He believes in his own ability. And all he needs is an opportunity. Whether he gets that opportunity, will I be surprised if we see him back out on loan somewhere? No, I won't. I think that's the way Manchester City will go about their business with him.
This is Clyde One's Super Scoreboard, 5 Grand Fan. Susie, we'll have the travel after these.
We could be making a £5,000 summer transfer into your bank account.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard,
5 Grand Fan. Register to play at ClydeOne.com.
Clyde One.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 Grand Fan with me, Alison Conroy and Gordon Dale. Remember, if there's anything you want to talk about tonight, you can always give us a call, 0141 951 1025. So Gordon, Derek McInnes has decided to stay at Aberdeen as manager. He, of course, held talks with Sunderland chief exec Martin Bain after compensation was agreed. But late last night, the Dons announced McInnes was staying put and he released this statement. I have ambitions in the game, and while there was interest from elsewhere and I did talk to Sunderland, I feel there's so much still to be done at Aberdeen. While we lost players last season, they will be replaced by signings of a similar quality. And our first challenge is to reach the group stages of the Europa League after coming so close in each of the last three seasons. Since the first day I arrived at Pittodrie, my biggest gripe has been the lack of training facilities, and with progress on that front, it's something I am keen to see through to its conclusion.
Yes, and like most people, Alison, I was shocked. I thought the deal would have been done and dusted, and I think all the Aberdeen supporters will be over the moon. They'll be celebrating that they've kept their manager. there must have been something that they just didn't tick the box for Derek McInnes, whether it's the worry of the takeover, the new owners coming in, because no disrespect to anybody at Aberdeen in Scottish football, but if a club of the size of Sunderland come calling, there's two things. Their stadium is absolutely magnificent. Their training ground is fantastic. They're a big, big club. He also would have probably trebled his salary.
Yeah.
There's a great incentive to get them back up. And you're just thinking, well, the minute Aberdeen and Sunderland agree the fee for the manager, it's just a case of sitting down, getting that contract out, and Derek and his management team leaving Aberdeen. And I was surprised, and it's not happened, but it's not happened. In fact, great news for the Don supporters. And he's got another big job up there, because if you look at Johnny Hayes going away, he's lost McGinn. Ryan Jack, his captain last year, has gone as well. So he'll need to start rebuilding another team and bringing in a bit more quality as well, because if he wants to be up there, you know, they finished second, they got to cup finals and stuff like that. If they want the same sort of success, then they've got to replace these players. That's where his big job is. And I'm sure everybody, all the Dons fans, are over the moon with the manager staying. But I must admit, I was quite shocked.
I want to bring Brian in Dumbarton on now. He is an Aberdeen fan. He joined us last night on the show, absolutely devastated. The season was over before it started. Brian, what are you seeing tonight?
Da na 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 da na na na. Pure, a total 24 hours turnaround. Aye, absolutely delighted. Like everybody else, I think I was thinking he's going to go.
Yeah,
man of integrity.
You were resigned to the fact that he was off scale, as most of us were. We thought that was him away.
Aye. Came on the radio and made myself look pure stupid, so I did.
Not at
but
all.
I'm happy to do that as long as the manager stays. Oh, also, Dazza, can
yes.
I get a signed photo, mate? We've had a spate of break-ins running about my way. I mean,
no one has signed photo, let me tell you now. Just you be happy that your manager's staying.
Oh, absolutely delighted. Aye. I got a message on my Facebook when I was just nodding off last night and I nearly flew out of the bed.
Does it please you as well that he's saying that the players that are going will be replaced by players of a similar quality?
It's easy to say that, but it doesn't. It's not always possible, I would imagine. It depends on who's for sale and how much for. All right, they've probably pulled in some good money for the boys that are away, so that'll sort of help cushion that somewhat. But obviously teams know they've got a bit of money now, so they'll probably start bumping the prices of players up.
The thing I think will help Derek in the transfer market is because of the loyalty he's shown to the club, and I think they'll try and repay that loyalty by giving him as much money as he possibly can, because they know that it's got to be a real difficult season again. To, you know, if you look at the success of the cup, well, getting to the cup finals and stuff like that, and then finishing second in the league behind Celtic, and to lose the quality he's lost, then he's got to get into transfer market, but he's got to get in with money. He can't just get in and try and get cheap deals. And I think because he's stayed, I think the board will look at that, and I think the loyalty will be shown back to Derek McInnes. The only thing I will say is, I know you're delighted and you dived out of bed last night when you heard he was staying, which is great for Aberdeen, but there must have been something, Alison, and it may come out, it may never come out, but there must have been something for Derek McInnes to refuse to go to Sunderland, because no disrespect to Aberdeen. You heard Derek talking about even the training facilities. I know that Aberdeen are in the midst of getting new training facilities and stuff like that, but when you get down to clubs like Sunderland in that championship and you see their setup, you see their stadium, you see their training ground, you see the, you know, the budgets that they have, it really has surprised me. But all credit to him. Him and his assistant manager, Tony Dock, has decided that they want to carry on the good work up at Aberdeen. And I hope he does get the backing, and I'm sure he will get the backing, not just from the board, but obviously the supporters as well.
Brian, I'm sure you, like most fans, don't actually care why it is he hasn't gone.
Not really, no. In terms of the players that he'll bring in, I think you're saying that as about he can't buy on the cheap. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think he's got a good eye for spotting guys that aren't going to be a massive price tag. He might spend on one or two, but he might also bring in a few guys that are kind of off the radar that cost next to nothing, who may surprise. I kind of hope he does. But
he might also. I don't know anything about Aberdeen's youth policy, but he might have one or two gems sitting in there, waiting for an opportunity to get into the first team. And I think he'll use his money wisely. He knows the English scene, obviously, because he manages down there. He'll have players probably on his radar as we speak, because for a few weeks now he's known that he's going to lose one or two. So if you're a manager, you're doing your homework very, very quickly. You're getting that list put out there. You're talking to agents. He'll be very busy. But as everyone said now, for Aberdeen, it's been a terrific bit of business that they've kept their manager.
It does look like Ryan Christie will be at Aberdeen for next season as well, probably another season-long loan deal from Celtic. Does that encourage you, Brian?
See, be honest, just the fact that McInnes is staying there is good enough for me. Mm-hmm. That for me is just the cap. The season that hasn't even started. if there's other players there that do want to stay, that also, I suppose, shows some positivity as well. He possibly could have went back to Celtic.
Mark, as an Aberdeen supporter, obviously.
Who's Mark?
Brian,
sorry, I was looking at Marge, written down Mark here. Brian, sorry, my apologies. Okay, Fred. If you're looking at your team after last season, what are you hoping for this season? What's your sort of aim? What's your ambition as a Aberdeen fan now that you've kept your manager? What would you call next season a successful season?
To be honest, I think everybody knows that we're never still going to be able to compete with Celtic, and I think Rangers are at least two or three seasons behind them as well. So I think it's going to be a tussle for second place and to try and deny Celtic a treble again this season, one trophy, whether it be League Cup, Scottish Cup.
Yeah,
that would really be the target, I think.
Yeah.
A cup in second place.
A cup in second place, I think, would be another fantastic season. Mm. Sometimes, depending on, as you say, the players that you bring in, if they suit the club and they suit the style of play of the manager. The transfer market's always, you can look at players, you can do your homework on them, you can say, right, okay, he'll fit into the system. Some can come in and fit into that system, no problem. Some others don't. I think it's a big season for Derek. And that's why, because of after last season, I was very, and I don't want him to leave, listen, before we get any further, but I was very surprised that he's not the Sunderland manager, I really am.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Thank you to Brian for that call. Let him go away and celebrate that his manager is staying at Aberdeen. Time to get another contestant on for Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. We've got Joe McManus. Hello, Joe.
Hi there.
How are you?
Not bad.
Feeling confident?
I don't know, I'm not really good at sports, but I played football for a long time, but I can only try.
This quiz sounds right up your street then.
Yeah, I'm not good at sports. I think you'll find most of them are sports questions.
Well, you do have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass, but I need to take your first answer. Okay, Joe?
Hey, okay.
Which English club's badge features the White Rose of York?
Sheffield, no.
How old's Andy Murray?
32.
The merger of East End and Our Boys created which East Coast football team in 1893?
Say that again, sorry.
The merger of East End and Our Boys created which East Coast football team in 1893?
Don't know, pass.
Which Rangers legend player was manager of Kilmarnock when they won the top flight in 1965?
Want
to take a guess?
Terry Butcher, no.
1965. Joe, see the beginning of the show when you said you weren't very good?
Ah, you're right.
Oh, you were spot on.
How many do you think you got right, Joe?
Nine.
Well, let's run through the answers. Which English club's badge features the White Rose of York?
Leeds United.
Leeds United. How old's Andy Murray?
30.
He's 30. The merger of East End and Our Boys created which East Coast football team in 1893?
This is where I struggled a wee bit, but it's Dundee.
Dundee. And which Rangers legend player was manager of Kilmarnock when they won the top flight in 1965?
Willie Waddle.
It was Willie Waddle. Joe, you did.
I wasn't even born then.
Neither was I. I think Gordon was, though.
Shush.
Joe, you got none, but thanks for registering and giving it a go.
Thanks for giving me
well done,
no
Joe.
Worries. Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's one of the tips if you're going to register. You need to know a little bit. You need to know a little bit about sport. It might help you out slightly.
Exactly. The writing was on the wall anyway, and I'm not really good at sport.
But he registered and gave it a go, and he got to be in it to win it, as they say.
Yeah, but unfortunately Joe's not in it.
No. Unfortunately not. I want to go back to Aberdeen. I mentioned Ryan Christie there. He does look like he's going back for another loan deal. A couple of players going out on loan again from Celtic. We've got Scott Allen. He's going to Dundee. Ryan Christie going back to Aberdeen. Good moves for these players to get that bit of experience.
Yeah, it's good news for the fact that you're better playing, Alison.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Scottish game, he's never going to go to Rangers. So Aberdeen is a terrific bit of business for him. I think he enjoyed himself up there. He's a good player, the kid. He's just unfortunate that Brendan Rodgers and Celtic have got so much talent, especially in their positions, that he's not really first choice. Scott Allen was one that obviously was well talked about when he arrived at Celtic. Rangers were in for him as well. He ended up going down south with Tony Mowbray. Didn't work out for him there. So he's come back up, and I like the fact that you can sit at a club, you can pick up your money and you're on decent money and you can just plug away. But if you're a footballer and you're working Monday to Friday training, and I know a lot of games are different now because they're playing on Monday or Sunday and Friday night, but I'm just talking, if you're training every day, the one thing you're looking forward to at the end of the week is playing football.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You can forget about your training. It's about playing football. The love of going out there on a Saturday, having that feeling of maybe, you know, winning, having the disappointment of losing, you know, the emotions and stuff like that. So I think the two lads are 100% right. Get out there and get as much game time under your belt as you can.
There was another part of Derek McInnes' statement that caught my eye and thought it was encouraging as well. The first challenge was to reach the group stages of the Europa League after coming so close in each of the last three seasons. It shows that extra ambition.
Yeah, Derek obviously has got ambition for Aberdeen. It's very hard doing that. He had a good season last season. You look at, as I say, I think it's a pressure season now for him because Aberdeen fans will be expecting the exact same. If you look across the Rangers just now, they've got to be stronger, Alison. I don't know all the players that they've brought in. I don't know a lot about them. But bringing in guys like Ryan Jack, Jamie Walker, for instance, looking at, you know, Dorns, people like that, and the players that they've brought from, you know, the Portuguese players and whatever, they've got to be stronger than last year. So I think that Rangers will give Aberdeen a real run for their money. If you look at Rangers, they're stronger just now. If you look at Aberdeen, they're weaker.
Yeah.
They've lost some real good players. So it's up to Derek to go out there and fill their spots and try and keep that second, because I think we all know that, you know, if we were putting our last pound on, we'd fancy Celtic to win the league again next season. But it's who's going to finish second, I think. And I think Rangers have got Aberdeen well in their sights.
Yeah, you look at the players that Aberdeen have lost. Niall McGinn, Ryan Jack, Peter Pollitt, Ash Taylor. Johnny Hayes obviously looks like he's going to Celtic. They have brought in Greg Tansey.
Yes, the only one they brought in. But you've mentioned a lot of names there that played week in and week out and were a big part of a successful season for Derek and Aberdeen. So sometimes you've just got to go out there and hope that you can bring in the same quality. And I'm sure they'll be working very hard behind the scenes trying to do that. Because make no excuse. As much as Aberdeen fans are shouting, it's fantastic that Derek has stayed, and it is, there's still pressure on you because Aberdeen fans are now expecting the same. They're now expecting the same season. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, Derek could be sitting there by this time next year and Aberdeen fans come on giving them a bit of criticism, which I don't think he'll deserve because, as I said, it was very easy to go and take over a club the size of Sunderland. But he stayed loyal to Aberdeen and Aberdeen fans, I think, will stay loyal to him.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. We'll hear from Blair Spittal and his move to Partick Thistle after these.
You could be next on the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
5 Grand Fan. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Clyde One.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 Grand Fan. Gordon DL here with me, Alison Conroy, through until 7 o'clock. Well, Blair Spittal says he was always going to leave Dundee United, even if they had won promotion to the Premiership. The 21-year-old winger signed a 2-year deal at Partick Thistle and says it's the best place for him for the new season.
My contract was ending at Dundee United and I got a phone call from the manager on a couple of days after the game against Hamilton, and as soon as I found out he was interested, I was really looking forward to coming here. I'd been offered a contract, but you know, the chance to come back up to the Premiership and to a team like Partick Thistle was one I couldn't turn down. My mind was pretty much made up in the season. You know, it was time for a bit of a fresh start for me, so really looking forward to getting started. It was a bit difficult what had gone on. I obviously wasn't playing my best football the start of last season, but I had a bit of form towards the end of last. You know, once I'd spoke to the manager here, I just knew that this was the place that I was going to come and play my football.
You're coming into a club that is improving every season, top six for the first time last season, a new challenge, as you say.
Yeah, and it's, like I say, it's one I'm delighted to be a part of, and hopefully we can build on last season's performance.
It doesn't sound too good for Dundee United when he basically says, I made my mind up way earlier in the season I was going.
Yeah, I was at that game against Hamilton. Sometimes as a player you need a change, Alison. Mm-hmm. And obviously he made his mind up that he needed a change, and Partick Thistle came calling, and especially after watching Partick last year, top six finish, terrific. Good club, Partick Thistle, good support when they're going well, like everyone else, and a very good young manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he's decided that at the start of the season, he wants a new challenge. And it will be a challenge to get into Partick's team because they've got one or two good players. But he's up for a challenge. And he's obviously, just listening to his interview there, obviously knows what he wants. Because in days gone by, I don't think if he even said if Dundee United had went into the Premier League, I don't think there'd have been a lot of people leaving Dundee United to go to Partick by choice.
Yeah.
But it shows you the sort of a job that Alan Archibald is doing at Partick Thistle. And he looks at it as a very, very good club and a great opportunity. So we can only wish him well, he's a new venture.
It does look like Liam Lindsay will be on the move from Partick Thistle. His destination isn't clear yet, though a fee of around £350,000 has been accepted from Oxford, and he's had talks, but with doubts over the manager's future, a deal hasn't been completed. And it does look like Barnsley are reportedly interested in signing the young defender as well.
Yeah, he's a good player. £350,000, I think that's just a good bit of business if you can get him for that. They'll probably be, if Partick are doing their job right, they'll probably be sell-ons as well.
There is add-ons, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to, especially these young players. I'm sure Alan will, you know, be a bit disappointed at losing them. But that's what happens. And you bring on young players, you improve them. Partick Thistle's no different from any other club in Scotland. If money comes in for their players and they feel it's the right money with the add-ons, then obviously they don't want to stand in the players' way. So I think it'll be a loss. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with Partick next season. Because for a top six finish, especially at one point in the season, I think a lot of us were tipping them for the bottom half.
They had a shaky start to the season. Yeah, they really picked it up.
Yeah. And we watched them and they get better and they get better. And, you know, and Alan Archibald never came under any pressure, because the board believed in them, the supporters got right behind them. And it just shows you, if you stick by someone and you believe in their ability, then it works for you, and it certainly worked for Partick Thistle. So another exciting season ahead for the Jags fans.
He said it before as well. He knows at other clubs that he wouldn't have been given that time.
Oh, exactly. Because what happens is when the supporters go against you, and then it gets put forward to the board, there's sometimes reactions from the board to say, right, we have to make this change. Every time I went to watch Partick Thistle, the support was terrific for him. You know, he's a hero there. They just love him as a guy. He goes about his business the right way. When you hear him in his interviews, he never gets carried away with a victory. He never gets too down with a defeat. He believes in his players. He's got a good youth system going there with Jerry Britton as well. He's not frightened to give youth an opportunity. So I was delighted they stuck by him, and they stuck by him, got the rewards for that, for, as you say, a top six finish. Terrific, terrific season for him.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Time to get our final contestant on for Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. We've got Stephen Anderson. Hello, Stephen.
How you doing?
I'm all right. You feeling nice and confident? Do you think you can do better than Joe did?
There's one way to find out, but I'm not exactly saying I'll do it.
Do you know a bit about football, a bit about sport?
Well, a wee bit. Good. I'm not going to blow my own trumpet too much in case I make a complete fool of myself.
Definitely a positive for this one. It's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass and need to take your first answer. All right, Stephen.
Okay. Sure.
He became the most expensive goalkeeper in history when he signed for Juventus in 2001. Who is he?
Gianluigi Buffon.
Joel and Avram Glazer are the co-chairmen of which English Premier League team?
Man United.
Which Merseyside team were founded as St Domingo Football Club in 1878?
Pass.
Which Scottish League Two side play at Shieldfield Park?
Pass.
Excelsior and Hercules are teams from which European league?
Eredivisie.
Okay. You managed to get 3, Stephen.
Oof.
So run through the answers. It was Gianluigi Buffon that became the most expensive goalkeeper in history. Joel and Avram Glazer are co-chairman of Manchester United. Which Merseyside team were founded as St Domingo Football Club in 1878? It was Everton. The Scottish League Two side that play at Shieldfield Park, Berwick Rangers. And you did get Excelsior and Hercules. It's Eredivisie. So you managed to get 3 right, Stephen.
I should have got Everton. I was going to guess it, but hey ho.
It's hard when you're under pressure against the clock.
Wee bit. Anyway, thanks
very
much.
Thanks, Stephen.
Cheers.
Bye. You did do better than Joke.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. what I couldn't understand, and it's amazing when you come on this show and you've got 30 seconds, Alison. You've got to guess Liverpool or Everton, haven't you, really?
Merseyside.
You've got to go for one.
But you're not thinking it's...
Yeah, have a
it's
guess.
All very easy for us to say that. But.
Exactly, but it is hard. And at least he got 3, and well done to him.
Rapidly running out of time, but I do want to talk about a new manager for East Kilbride today, Billy Stark, taking over. He told the club's website, "I'm inheriting a strong core of players from last season who came very close to SPFL promotion, and it's obvious there has been great work done at the club in the past by previous managers. The town of East Kilbride deserves a senior side in the SPFL, and I will do everything possible to help make the vision a reality." A good appointment for East Kilbride.
Oh, terrific appointment. Great experience, being about the box, Billy. The one thing I do know, I know a lot about East Kilbride. They're a terrific bunch of people up there. When you got, they always look after you. It's a lovely wee setup. They're desperate to get into the Scottish League. They were unlucky last year. They went with that record without getting beat. The great run, Ajax, and even they compliment. They got so much publicity last year, and they deserved it. Absolutely fantastic. And to get someone of the stature of Billy Stark, because Billy Stark's been about, and he's been at some real good clubs, Billy. And for a coax Billy into being their next manager, it shows you the ambition that East Kilbride have got. Because Billy would not just walked into that job and thought, right, okay, it's a job for me. He obviously knows their ambitions there. And it's a terrific wee place. And, you know, I hope they do very, very well next year. But that is a real good and strong appointment.
He'll bring a lot to it. Obviously, he's already said, yes, we've got good players there.
Well, the good thing he'll bring, he's very well known is a terrific coach, Alison. So as your coach going on and working with your players, you'll improve them. And if you look at just what Brendan Rodgers come in and improved the players at Celtic and what he got out of them, I know it's a completely different level, but Billy getting in there with his experience and his coaching ability, I think everyone will love working under him. He's a very good man. He's got great manners about him. And I'm sure he'll be very successful with East Kilbride.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan.
Well, that's about it for tonight. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the day's sports news at clyde1.com/SSB and on Twitter at ClydeSSB. I'll be back on Monday night with Hugh Keevans. Remember, if you want to register, it's clyde1.com. Good night.